In the name of Christ our Lord, amen. Our text is the lesson just read, and we'd like to especially focus on verse 16, where the apostle says, "Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach." So far, God's holy word. Faculty, staff, seminarians, but particularly you, Pastor Michael Scudder, and your family. There is a school of history writing that has intrigued me through the years. In this particular perspective, history is chronicled by fastening on its great figures, so that prior to looking at technological breakthroughs, at economic movements, or at great ideas, this particular way of looking at the past fastens as a pivot and prison on the great characters who led nations and who, from our perspective, changed the course of history. Hence, for seminarians, if we would follow this paradigm, you might be interested in Tiglath-Pileser III or other great ancient generals like Alexander the Great or Caesar Augustus, because they would provide doorways in terms of understanding the biblical world. If we would track church history in such ways, we could look at such great figures as the Cappadocian Fathers, or Athanasius, or Augustine, or Luther, or the faculty of Concordia Theological Seminary and its seminarians. Now, how could I include this company in such a historical view? Do we have grandiose designs on the world? Will we capture the State House this year, the White House the following year, and then the world? Obviously not. But from another perspective, at least I would urge you, the biblical perspective, the world continues because under God's providential care, the gospel must be proclaimed. In other words, the world is looking to the wrong locus to see the men who really count. Far more important in the divine perspective is one apostle than all the kings and princes of this fallen epoch. Indeed, we're told that as long as time endures, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, nor against its called servants, who, as Paul so fittingly says, "When I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach." You, Pastor Scudder, and indeed all of us, have a calling that is strategic and compelling to search for and recruit every capable young man who is experiencing that call to the ministry, that compulsion to herald the gospel, to hold up Christ, to be formed in his sacred gifts of holy word, holy water, and holy wine. You, Pastor Scudder, are particularly charged with looking into the eyes of young men and to in our eyes and hold up the divine perspective that history is really the story of the gospel. For it's in that locus alone that Christ is present and history continues. How desperately the church needs young men who will be formed in Christ's gifts and then take their ordination vows with their souls and their lives on the line. Why do we need such men around which history can be written in a positive light? because there are other men out there, empty men, hollow men, deadly men. Look, for example, at the newly appointed professor of ethics at Princeton University, Peter Singer, who boldly supports infanticide and who writes in his recent book, "When we reject belief in a God, we must give up the idea that life on this planet has some preordained meaning. Life as a whole has no meaning." There is a deadly and a false word spoken by a man who, if he believes that, is also walking as a dying dead man. Such blasphemy parades as learning at one of our nation's most prestigious universities. How tragic and how dead-end is the history that he would recommend. And how unthinkable it is for many of us who can recall a time only a few decades ago when even the state, through natural law categories, protected the unborn and the elderly, supported the family, discouraged promiscuity, and it would have been unthinkable that what we have happening today, namely the military regarding and honoring witches as a part of their chaplaincy corps. There are empty men out there. There are hollow men, and their words are deadly. How can we address such an era? In a strange way, we can pray that this at least awaken the souls of men and women to see what is at stake. As one commentator recently wrote, the appointment of a professor of infanticide to the faculty of venerable Princeton should be a loud wake-up call to all our culture. Or, how does one interpret the recent Parade article, not known for its theological acumen or commitments, when its headlines read, "There must be more to life," and the subtitle is, "While many people change careers, a growing number of Americans in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are abandoning professional success and material comforts to become ministers, priests, and rabbis." There must be more to life, and there is more to life that is in Christ. You, Pastor Scudder, indeed all of us, are called to challenge this dying world and the deadly men who have bully, prestigious pulpits. We are called to challenge them with a living word, with a word that is a two-edged sword and holds forth not the fantasies and falsehoods of death, but the truth of life, Christ's very life, his living voice in the apostolic scriptures, his presence in the life-giving waters of holy baptism, the feast of life that we enjoy at this altar, to herald such realities and to invite others to be shaped by them, defined by them. There is a wonderful life that is quite simply lived only in one place, and that's in the church, which is in such desperate need of faithful pastors to speak the life. By ourselves, we're empty. Our souls, our hearts, our hands have nothing of their own to offer. But now those same souls and hearts and hands are full. Full of his grace, captive to his truthful word. By the power of his Holy Spirit, we are all compelled, like Paul, to preach and to teach, to hold up Christ, who now is our very life, by virtue of the baptismal water that flowed over us and has changed us. from God's perspective, what we do counts more than the princes and emperors of our age. From God's perspective, one pastor, be he ever so weak in this world's eyes, counts for everything in the world's history. For there Christ's life beckons and calls others away from death. What a calling you have, Pastor Scudder. May the Lord bless your labors and our labors with you. And may he bring hundreds of courageous young men to this campus who are prepared to live in Christ and to proclaim Christ in season and out of season. May our life, given by, sustained by, and defined by Christ, be what attracts them here and what sustains them here. God bless you in that calling, and may we together support you in it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.